Earlier in the year, the sheriff had announced he was considering the policy of responding just to verified calls from private alarms. But the sheriff said recently on the Randy Barton Show that he will not make any changes for calendar year 2012.
We're going to gather some information. Unfortunately, with the reduction in force that we've seen and reductions to our budgets that we've seen, we've had to reduce some services, and that's unfortunate. We'd prefer not to do that. But at the end of the day, we have to prioritize the calls that we get, and oftentimes alarms are a low priority. 99% of all alarms that come in are false alarms. That's not to say that on that 1% is not real important, because it is. But right now, we're still responding to all alarms, and we will do so through the rest of 13, and then we'll readdress it after the budgetary talks coming up this fall. What I'm hoping for is that we get some of the money back that was taken from us. I'm hoping to be able to put some FTEs back on the road, full-time employees back on the road, so we can address some of those things. I personally would choose to handle all alarms.
He said the proposal was not to drop all alarm responses, but just to handle verified calls.
A verified alarm response is that somebody actually confirms that there's something going on, like a neighbor or a security guard. Somebody goes to the scene and said, yeah, there's been a burglary, or yes, we've got a problem here. That's much different than not going at all. But I suspect what we would go to, if we go to anything different at all, is some sort of variation where we put out the alarm. It's a lower priority than, say, a family fight would be, or a traffic collision or something like that, just the routine calls that come in each and every day. We have to do that. We have to look at every call that comes in. We have to prioritize it. We've got a finite number of resources. We have our budgets are finite. They're not infinite.
The sheriff said his preference would be to handle all calls, but the economic downturn and resulting budget cuts for his department make it necessary to look at ways to be more efficient and cut down on wasted time. That doesn't mean, though, that service levels have been greatly diminished, he said. The sheriff added he decided to hold off on the change after talking to alarm industry representatives and others.
We did talk with the alarm folks, and it was a decision that I made based on a variety of factors. Number one, a lot of the alarm folks don't have the capacity to have security folks come up here and actually verify those. They don't have the infrastructure in place. That was something that I considered. We didn't want to go ahead and initiate something without having sufficient public dialogue about it. There were a variety of things and others that I talked about with my command staff and other people, and we decided to keep it status quo for now. We're currently reconstituting our citizen advisory board. We're hoping to talk with them about it, get some input from those folks. They represent a microcosm of the community.
In an affluent area like Part City, there are many residents that have alarms. The sheriff said he has one himself, and it's been shown that alarms are a deterrent.
Up here in Summit County, we get approximately 2,000 alarm calls a year. That's an approximation. And of those 2,000 calls, there might only be just a handful that are actually legitimate. Residential alarms are much different than, like, say, a panic alarm at a bank, a panic alarm at a convenience store, something like that. So there are some differences there in
what
kind of alarm.
They go straight to you, correct?
In some cases they do, in some cases they don't. They actually are routed through an alarm company as well. It depends. But we always go to those.
The sheriff said he has another concern with the warm weather coming up. He told Barton it looks like the summer will be exceptionally dry again, so residents and visitors will need to be vigilant.
If you thought last year was bad, it seems to me that it's probably going to be worse this year. Just from an anecdotal perspective, I don't know what the exact numbers were on the moisture that we received, but it didn't look good to me, especially at the high levels. There was not a lot of snow, and it was really, really dry last year. So we could have used a big snow year, and we didn't get it. I think that everyone needs to be very cautious as they proceed into the backcountry as it relates to fires. I think those restrictions are probably going to come early. I would doubt very seriously that there's going to be fireworks. I doubt fireworks are going to be allowed this year. But again, those aren't calls that I'm going to make. Those are calls other people are going to make.
Summit County Sheriff Dave Edmonds. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.